and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Kanye West and a UFO cult. That's correct, Kanye West and a UFO cult. Now, honestly, I don't normally do these stories, but this one was just so strange, I couldn't resist. Wow, what a week for Kanye, or I guess it's Ye now. This article comes to us from NewYorkPost.com. It says, Kanye West was kicked off Twitter for posting a symbol of UFO worship cult. Kanye West was kicked off Twitter on December 2nd for posting a swastika inside a Star of David, but it turns out the image is actually the insignia of a UFO worshiping cult and not necessarily the anti-Semitic symbol that it was widely read to be. The group is the Offbeat Rael movement, which claims to have 50,000 members in five countries and is often described as a cult. Now, this is one of the unfortunate things with the UFO phenomena. Every so often, these cults pop up, and I suppose, you know, it's always going to attract certain fringe groups, certain vulnerable people, and this is no exception. It says, Raelians, as they call themselves, maintain that all life was created by the Elohim, who or extraterrestrials visiting Earth from another planet. Glenn Carter, president of the British Raelian group, told Vice. Members of the sect maintain that their symbol, offensive for obvious reasons, means no disrespect to Jewish people, as the Raelian named Hurare told Newsweek in 2020. Don't worry, it has nothing to do with Jews and Nazis. Goes on, he says, what it does have to do with, Hurry insisted, is infinity, represented by the star both pointing upward and downward, and time. The swastika, which did not have negative connotations before being adopted by Adolf Hitler for the Nazi Party in 1920, is said to represent the never-ending cycle of time. Of course, you probably know, many of us do know, that the original meaning attached to the swastika, and still is, I think, in some places in India, it's some sort of a religious symbol or good luck sign to them. I don't know what, but I know that symbol's been around for a really long time. Just unfortunately, the meaning of it has been hijacked, obviously. It says, spokespeople for the Rael movement insist that the group's symbol is what their founder, the French auto racing journalist Claude Verhelen, saw on the front of a spaceship during his UFO encounter in 1973. He founded the movement a year later. Among Rael's beliefs, cutting-edge technologies that will save the human race can only be created with enhanced intelligence that exists right after sexual activity. Well, they always have to go for the sex. So members are extremely pro-intercourse and do it as often as possible for the sake of humanity. Playboy even ran a story in 2004 that featured titillating photos of Rael's so-called pink angels, chosen ones who are expected to reserve their sexual energy for the extraterrestrials. Wow. All I can say is, if you see something like this coming, get out of the way. The group's appreciation of the swastika was made clear in 2014 when, as reported in the Post, Raeliana spent $2,000 to have a plane flying a banner calling for people to reconsider the hateful symbol. It was part of the group's International Swastika Rehabilitation Week, Thomas Kanizing, a Raelian spokesperson, told the Post. It's very important to reclaim the swastika and explain to the public that this symbol has a beautiful origin. Wow. So, as you probably know, Kanye West went on the Alex Jones show, said some things that seemed, not so good. And he displayed this sign on a piece of paper, and it looks like the Star of David. With the stylized swastika looking symbol in the middle of it. And then he also apparently posted it on Twitter. It says, it goes on here, it says, in 2000, Rael expressed ambitions to clone a human. a distraught couple's 10-month-old daughter who died from a medical experiment. The group claimed to have been paid $500,000 to pull off the human duplication in a third-world laboratory. Rylian teachers maintain that the human race came about through the cloning of alien beings, and that cloning is key to eternal life. The outcome of this effort, or even if it was attempted, is unclear. My goodness. It goes on and says the movement's current goals include establishing what members call an embassy on Earth, preferably in Jerusalem. The embassy is necessary so that, as the belief system maintains, when scientists from planet Earth return here, they will have a place to live. Now, unfortunately, this is the kind of craziness that pops up when the public is not allowed to have adult conversations about the UFO phenomena. And so, when you convince clear-thinking people, I mean, through propaganda, pre-bunking, groupthink, whatever, but when you convince the majority of people that the UFO phenomena is something that only conspiracy theorists believe in, that it's not real, that it doesn't exist, you end up with such, I think, a dichotomy in the human consciousness that these sorts of cults will attract vulnerable people. I don't look at them as being crazy or out of their minds, but I think they're vulnerable, and they're people that, because we as a society seem averse to this conversation about and what so many of us have experienced as far as UFO sightings, encounters, whatever, that leaves a group of people that are vulnerable, unable to really have a critically minded discussion about this stuff. It leaves them open to suggestion, coercion, control, whatever, by these charlatans that come along and tell them, oh yes, the UFOs are a religion, and they can put themselves in this place of authority. And pretty soon you got 50,000 people following this guy around who think that he's the next messiah or something. It's not a good situation. It's not a good environment. And that's why, you know, I just think that this just reminds of us of how important it is to be open and transparent about this UFO phenomena. You know, we really don't, I don't see a need to have these, they call them religion, I would call them cults, pop up that could take advantage of vulnerable people and also distract away from the really serious discussion about the UFO phenomena. Now, here, just, I won't drag this out, but it's just so strange I had to talk about it. But there is a fact sheet here from religionmediacenter.org.uk. Fact sheet, the Raelian Movement. That's spelled R-A-E-L-I-A-N. It's got the little two dots over the E, whatever you call that. It says, the Raelian Movement, also called Raelianism or the Raelian Religion, is a new religious movement, NRM, based on the belief in UFOs and extraterrestrial life. The movement was founded in 1976 in France by Claude Vorilon. The movement has 65,000 members worldwide, with 50,000 in Canada and France, and 100 in Britain. That says Claude Vorilon, born in France in 1946, claims he encountered extraterrestrial beings on December 13, 1973, and received a message for humanity stating that humanoid extraterrestrials called Elohim, those who came from the sky, came to Earth 25,000 years ago and created life with their ability to control human DNA. Vorilon says he was told that humans were implanted on Earth by the Elohim created in laboratories from the Elohim's DNA. The Elohim gave Vorilon the name Rael, who brings the light of Elohim, or messenger of the Elohim, and appointed him as their ambassador on Earth. His task is to warn mankind that it entered the age of apocalypse after the first nuclear bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, Japan, in 1945. Humanity was then at a point where it had to decide whether to destroy itself in nuclear war or learn to live together peacefully. So it seems like, just my opinion from reading this first paragraph about the founding of this religion / cult, whatever you want to call it, there are a lot of different ideas being thrown in here. The advantage that he had was that he was coming up with this stuff in 1973, long before ancient aliens or a lot of these, current notions about aliens coming here and creating man really had gained traction in the public psyche. So it almost just seems like they took a lot of different ideas from all over the place, stirred them together, and created this religion. In 1974, Vorlihan, a journalist and former racing driver, published his first book, The Book Which Tells the Truth, that's the title, on October 7th, 1975, where Vorlihan claimed to have had another encounter with the Elohim in which they revealed to him the rules of a valuable life, which inspired him to write Le Extraterrestres, the English experiment, the English translation is Extraterrestrials Took Me to Their Planet. In it, Vorlihan provides descriptions of his visit to the Elohim home planet. During his encounter, he learned about the society of the Elohim, including their political systems and lifestyle. In the society, only the most intelligent were chosen to be leaders and to govern the planet. Rael was also introduced to the sensual meditation technique, which was later practiced by Rael's followers. Well, and then it goes on, talks a little bit about their religious practices, their pretty open attitudes towards sex, some of the controversies they had, which we won't get into. The point is this. As I've said, if we can't have open adult conversations about the UFO phenomena, even with our friends and family, and if we can't have open adult conversations in the form of hearings or disclosure with our government, we can only expect this kind of stuff to pop up. Because people are curious, it's something they want to know about, and you're always going to have folks on the edge, like I said, that are a little bit vulnerable, maybe a little bit more curious, and somebody comes along like this, and he's not challenged, he can create whatever kind of religion he wants, and it's very likely it could be used to exploit people. And that's not what we want in the UFO community, or in the community of people who are interested in UFOs. You know, we shouldn't be looking for UFO religions to join, or, you know, UFO factions to get connected with as a way to exploit people. What we should be looking for is a way to discover, a way to understand, and a way to observe this phenomena that we're all interested in. And I'm not sure if Kanye West knew that symbol was connected to this UFO religion, as it's being called, or if it's just something that he came up with this design completely on his own. Who knows? But you could be sure of one thing, and that is the media, who seems to be pretty intent on busting Kanye out right now. I mean, he said some things that are pretty, I don't know, I guess not socially accepted. And so the media is going to focus on that because it gets a lot of attraction from readers and viewers. But this is a twofer for the media, because they also get to connect Kanye West now to what they are calling a UFO cult. And so I would, over the next couple of weeks, expect to see hundreds and hundreds of articles talking about UFOs in the sense that they are, an attractant for people that are mentally unstable, and they're going to connect that whole notion with Kanye West. And it's just a win-win for the media. Anytime they can throw shade on somebody that they happen to not be happy with, and at the same time they can cast the UFO phenomena and anybody interested in that in the light of conspiracy theorists or some kind of wackos, they're more than happy to do it. And I guess the great thing for them is that they also, at this day and age, they have the aid of artificial intelligence, so they don't even have to write the articles themselves. I mean, these computers nowadays can crank out these news articles by the dozens. So, just caught that online today. I thought that was just something that was so strange in one way, but so concerning in another, because it gives the media a huge opportunity to control the narrative as far as the UFO phenomena goes. And it's just something that we, I think, as investigators, at the same time, need to kind of guard against. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.